I am Boutros, Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
I am Boutros, Boutros Ghali.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Welcome to your Thursday evening. It is just after 6 p.m. and we're here till 7:30 tonight. And when I say we're here, I mean just me, myself. My name is Christian. I usually have a co-host with me, so I often refer to us, use plurals. Fleur is on vacation again this week, so a much-deserved vacation, I must say. She's a hard-working woman. And while she's away, I will play. So tonight, if you're tuning in for the first time, usually our normal format is we play music with a message or musicians that are using their skills to highlight social justice issues and charities. We play great music, but we also educate, and our aim is to inspire you about world issues. Not only world issues, though, the issues related to social justice that might be going on in your own backyard or across the sea, or ocean, sorry. So, but tonight, it's been one of those weeks, so I'm going to play a little bit more music. There's going to be less talk, more rock, I guess the saying goes. However, I am going to stick to somewhat of a plan, which is I'm planning to stick to playing all Canadian content tonight. So the first half of the show, I've picked some great Canadian artists, some local, some from across the country. That was Colorado that we started with. So they're from Ontario, coming out of Ottawa, formed in 2007. They released a new album, and that track was from it. The new album is called Born Yesterday. It was released earlier this year, and that song was called I Got You. That got me in the mood to do a little radio this evening. So thanks to Colorado for putting a hop in my step. So as I said, going to play some Canadian content tonight, coming up on the show, some Broken Social Scene, a little Frank Love, some Stomping Tom Connors. I'm going there tonight, folks, as well as the People Northwest, who are a local hip-hop group. So that covers the first half of the show. And then I got a little creative. I figured, seeing how the Polaris Music Prize was handed out recently, I thought I'd play some of the artists that made the shortlist for this year's Polaris Music Prize. And if you've never heard of the Polaris Music Prize, it's presented by CBC Music and supported by the Canadian government and Factor. And it's basically... the award is given out annually to a Canadian artist, and the award's given out. It's totally based on, not based on album sales or popularity, but just totally based on artistic merit. So usually they create a long list and then shorten down to a smaller number of artists, and then one is selected by a panel of judges. And the long list and short list are usually great sources for new music. If you're looking for new, good quality, you know, based on artistic merits, Canadian music, the Polaris Music Prize and the process they go through to award it, they're a good resource for new Canadian music. So I'm going to visit some of those artists in the second half of the show tonight, and introduce you to some of them a little bit later. There's a lot going on here at CITR, and when I say that, we have great programming on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. However, there's something that I wanted to highlight that's really special going on, and starting tonight at 9 p.m., Nardwuar, the Human Serviette, is celebrating his 30-year anniversary for his show on CITR Radio. 30 years is absolutely amazing. His show started in 1987, which is wild. I was 7 years old then. I hate giving away my age, but I was seven then, and Nardwuar was starting his show. So that's a solid 30 years of dedication by Nardwuar, and it's something to celebrate. So he is actually going to do 20 straight hours of radio. It's starting at 9 p.m. tonight and going till 5 p.m. tomorrow. It's part of the celebration. And also, there's a special show happening this weekend, Saturday, September 23rd at the Hall. It starts at 7 p.m. It's an all-ages show. Tickets are entrance is $10. You can get tickets at Neptune, Red Cat, and Zulu Records. And the Evaporators, Nardwar's band, is going to play as well. Owl Empire is opening for the Evaporators. And apparently there's going to be many videos played from Nardwar's video vault. If you've never watched some of his interviews online, he's interviewed some of the greats of music over the last 30 years and documented many of them on video. And some of the interviews are absolutely hilarious. He's interviewed Snoop Dogg, I think, I can't remember, it's like 10 or 11 times. Kurt Cobain and Nirvana, the Insane Clown Posse, you name it. He's interviewed some greats. Jay-Z. Google Nardwar the Human Serviette, and I'm sure you'll come across many of his great videos. But congratulations to Nardwar on celebrating 30 years of great radio. Again, that's happening at 9 p.m. But before that, you got Are You Aware? I'm with you until 7:30, and then followed that up with C1 Radio and the boys from C1 who follow us up every other Thursday because that's when we're on the air. I'm going to get back to playing some music now, though. Again, sticking to all CanCon tonight, a little bit of a different format. And I'm going to play a little bit of Broken Social Scene for you now. So if you've never listened to Broken Social Scene, they're a Canadian indie rock band. But they're more than a band. They're a musical collective, and including as few as 6 members to as many as 19 members. So they're formed by Kevin Drew and Brendan Canning in Toronto, Ontario. Some of the artists that have been associated with Broken Social Scene include Metric, Feist, who I'm going to play a little bit later, Stars, Apostle of Hustle, who I love, Think, I always have trouble with their name, Emily Haynes and the Soft Skeleton, and Jason Collette, that's just to name a few. So they are quite a Canadian supergroup or musical collective. I love their sound, and I'm going to play a song off of their latest album. This one's called Hug of Thunder. This is Broken Social Scene. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Climb that tree. I was afraid, but he was doing it aside. We just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
What if this summer you did something different? What if you worked with people you admired in a city that inspired you, making something that you were proud of? The Media Institute for Social Change is looking for students like you to be a part of their summer documentary program in Portland, Oregon. As a student, you'll create original audio and video pieces about issues that you care about. You'll meet and learn from media professionals whose work is aimed at social justice. You'll immerse yourself in Portland, a city that will serve as your hands-on media-making laboratory. Sound like your type of summer? Apply today at mediamakingchange.org.
Saturday night.
But there is Jim O'Connell there and Scotty Jack McDonald. There's Hunky Frederick Herzl getting played, but that's all right. There's Happy German Fritzy there with Frenchie getting tipsy. And even Joe the Gypsy knows it's Saturday tonight. Now when Marianne and Mabel come to join us at the table and tell us how the bingo went tonight, we'll look up right. But if they want the money, we'll be lapping up the honey boys, cause everything is funny for it's Saturday tonight. Yeah, the girls are out to bingo and the boys are getting stinko. We think no more of bingo on a Saturday, Saturday night. The glasses, they will tickle when our eyes begin to trickle, and we think no more of bingo on a Saturday, Saturday night. For it's Saturday tonight. Yeah, the girls are out to bingo and the boys are getting stinko. We think no more of bingo on a Saturday, Saturday night. The glasses, they will tickle when our eyes begin to twinkle. And we think no more of bingo on a Saturday, Saturday night. We think no more of bingo on a Saturday, Saturday night.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. And playing a little Stompin' Tom Connors there. That was him in his old big black boots stomping out Sudbury Saturday night. If you're just joining us, I'm Christian. I am one half of the host for Are You Aware? And I'm flying solo tonight. So I'm kind of taking our format off the rails a little bit. Usually we play music with a message or musicians that are highlighting social justice. However, tonight, sticking to CanCon and any Canadian content of my choice, and Stompin' Tom Connors is a Canadian icon as far as country music goes. He's received the Order of Canada actually as well, and was quite a big figure on the Canadian country and folk singer-songwriter scene during his time. So his songs have become part of Canadian cultural landscape, I would say. I grew up in southwestern Ontario, and he has songs about, for instance, Tilsonburg, which is a town 25 minutes away from where I grew up. Songs about the East Coast, you know, potatoes from Prince Edward Island. And that one, Sudbury Saturday Night, obviously about Sudbury, which if you've ever had the chance to visit, I'm sure Sudbury on a Saturday night can be quite an interesting place to hang out. Obviously, Stomp Tom Connors' biggest song is the hockey song, most well-known. But he has plenty of other gems that you may not have heard. So please do visit his catalog, his back catalog, and enjoy some great great Canadiana. Before that, we had Frank Love playing Passion from their album called Best of Luck. They are a female-fronted or an all-female punk rock band. So I haven't listened to too much of them, but I really like that sound. It's got a little bit of edge to it, so it's kind of nice as far as a Thursday night goes if you need to wake yourself up after a long day of work. Moving forward, more CanCon coming up. Gonna play some Hooded Fang from their latest album called Dynasty House. And Hooded Fang, another great Canadian indie rock band that are from Toronto, Ontario. They're led by twin lyricists, bassist and vocalist April Almero and guitar vocalist Daniel Lee. They formed in 2007 and named themselves after a sandwich that was sold in a Portuguese quarter of their native town of Toronto. Their latest album was released I believe it was this year. Yes, released 2017, and it's called Dynasty House. And I'm going to play the track that I really liked from it. So here you go. Here's Hooded Fang. You're listening to Are You Where? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Head movies, Monday, 7-9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Speaking what you doing on the daily when you be saying your raps.
It's snitching on yourself, son, and that's whack.
Talking about you stacking money from flipping those packs.
It's snitching on yourself, son, and that's whack.
We don't fuck with fake G's, we ain't rocking like that.
If you're snitching on yourself, son, that's whack.
Incriminating yourself when you be speaking like that.
You stay snitching on yourself, son, and okay, that's that.
First off, let me say my name. Cree Taylor be running things, rolling up a couple strains, sipping on a couple drinks. To spit this shit with the quickness, I'm about to flip some linguistics and twist it up like fucking yoga positions. And ain't no way you can stand there like you ain't noticing this shit. What a flow that's so vicious, and I know you suspicious of that crack shit. That'll hit you so hard in the cap that it'll twist your ass around like you was doing a backflip, and that's it. It's fantastic to hear someone finally putting an end to all this whackness. So play me your CD, I bet I murk the whole track list. And most of these rappers just brag about how they don't practice, and you be wondering why they be spitting that whack shit. It's funny cause the real ones get put on a blacklist. It ain't hard to see who really behind that shit. These Mickey Mouse crap rappers better step back, bitch. Catch a roundhouse or a spinning back fist, and catch you on a roam to the dome. Bang, that's it. You know what it is, this craft is steady master. Don't have to slow it down, man, I'll spit it a bit faster. What you doing on the daily when you be saying your raps?
It's snitching on yourself, son, and that's whack.
Talking about you stacking money from flipping those packs.
It's snitching on yourself, son, and that's whack.
We don't fuck with fake G's, we ain't rocking like that.
If you're snitching on yourself, son, that's whack.
Incriminating yourself when you be speaking like that.
You stay snitching on yourself, son, and that's that. The name is T, I'm only partially insane. Plus they call me gluten-free, I tend to go against the grain. My fame will be those chasing fame and rocking all gold everything. I'm steady making moves while you delay, a sharp attack while you decay. Your band don't pass, I filtered your whole game. You think you're so damn hot, you're barely clipping at the game. These sausage balls are so compressed that you treat me with disdain. Cause I'm a chick with more dynamics and my rhyme schemes when I slay it. Say, how did she get here? They accepted all these hoes, check the year, it's 2016. Yeah, that's true though, your cabinet and that super jokes. I'm flying high, that's false though, your false flow. Truth help me grow, rewrite your rhymes
a
and let me know.
A panoramic view lay before my damn white's like a domino. Miami weather, but this Tinder lady is some pompano. Telling me about how much weight a cousin push. And I'm over here texting on my cones like good looks. You know this game ain't science, don't be silly as you seem. Acting Marlon Brando when you really Charlie Sheen. Talking about the weight you push in your motherfucking dreams. In reality, you couldn't push a nickel to a beam, but yo. My throw is fluffy like airbags and plush toys. And your shit'll make you cough, smells bad, has no noise. My weed's loud and it always annoys the neighbors. Teeth over the eggs and creep on the shit with toilet papers. Marlo in the cut, steering the getaway. Listening to the Chronic 2001 by Dr. Dre. Ay, I put a track number 4 in. Snitches get stitches and that lesson is very important.
What you doing on the daily when you be saying your raps?
It's snitching on yourself, son, and that's whack.
Talking about you stacking money from flipping those packs.
You're snitching on yourself, son, and that's whack.
We don't fuck with fake G's, we ain't rocking like that.
If you're snitching on yourself, son, that's whack.
Incriminating yourself when you be speaking like that.
You stay snitching on yourself, son, and that's that.
All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it raw. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does it make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right.
Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France. Montreal, what the f-
is the script? I couldn't even. What? Victoria's Pretty Good Not Bad Festival. Yeah. Fountain, okay, just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that, because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR Production Department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Just before 6:45 on your Thursday evening. Thank you for joining me tonight. It's nice to have some company out there. That was White Horse with their track called Nighthawks from their latest album called Panther in the Dollhouse. They are from Hamilton, Ontario, a.k.a. The Hammer. Not known for producing a lot of great Canadian bands, but they did bring up White Horse, which is an awesome act. They are a husband and wife duo, Luke Doucette and Melissa McClelland. They actually toured for years together before forming White Horse in 2010, and they've since released 3 albums and 2 EPs, all on Six Shooter Records. I love that track, and they have many more like that in their repertoire, so please do check them out. Before that, we had The People Northwest with Shamik from 212. They're actually from right here in Vancouver, British Columbia. I love local hip-hop talent, and they come to the top of my list when I think of Vancouver hip-hop outfits. I saw them open for Ghostface from Wu-Tang probably about 8 months ago here in Vancouver, and ever since then I've been a big fan. They're a 3-rapper outfit, 2 fellas and 1 female, and I just can't get enough of them. So The People Northwest, again, that was Shamik from 212. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Again, are you aware we're straying a little bit from our normal format because I'm in here by myself. So I figured while Fleur is away, I will play. So I'm playing all Canadian content this evening. So far I've had played a bunch of indie rock as well as a little hip hop. And from second half of the show, I'm actually going to play some of the artists that made this year's Polaris Music Prize shortlist. So I'm going to hit you with some Shad coming up, but you'll also hear some Feist, a little bit of Bad Bad Not Good, a Tribe Called Red as well, and I'll maybe even play the winner of the 2017 Polaris Music Prize, but you'll have to stick around to find out. So right now I'm going to play some Shad, also known as Shadrach Kabongo or Shad K. He's a Canadian alternative hip-hop recording artist as well as a broadcaster. He hosted Q on CBC Radio 1 for some time, for about a year I think it was. And he's released a number of hip-hop albums over the years. I think it's about 5 or 6 now. And more recently, myself personally, I watched him as the host of a 4-part documentary series called Hip Hop Evolution that was shown on HBO Canada. And it was actually just released on Crave TV. And I absolutely loved it. He interviewed multiple noted hip hop and rap artists to explore the origins of the music genre of hip-hop. So it was really interesting. I'm a fan of all genres of music, but I absolutely have a soft spot in my heart for old-school hip-hop or golden-era hip-hop as well. So I love some of the artists that started the game and some of the artists that came into it building upon that foundation that the likes of Run DMC and Grandmaster Flash kind of laid down. You know, Shad interviews acts like, or touches upon NWA, Schoolie D, obviously Run DMC and Grandmaster Flash as well. But it's a really interesting 4-part documentary series. Whether you're a fan of hip-hop or not, I feel like you'd really find the 4-part doc fairly interesting. Each episode, I believe, is about an hour in length, so I suggest that. Check it out, HBO Canada or right now on Crave TV as well. But for now, I'm going to play some Shad. Some of Shad's music for you. So I'm going to go back to 2013 and his album called Flying Colors. I'm going to play a track called Stylin' for you. So here's Shad with Stylin'. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Yeah, just vibe.
Check it out. I'm just spitting that for the love of spitting rap. Hits like Nickelback singing with the Diplomats. Written by Max Martin swinging with the wiffle bat. Hear the pistol blast, then I hit the track. Running like a Kenyan, cause I'm Kenyan, ask my mama. Yeah, I'm running like a Kenyan. See, I'm running like Obama on that ticket. This is wicked as that Broadway play with the witches in it. Tell me who's the sickest kid I'm putting on a clinic.
Listen,
you know no one will really touch in the lyrics. So touching when I'm touching on any subject. I'm fearless, they can't stop. I'm loving it, munching nuggets in Paris. See the throne? That's my zone. Don't let me even get near it, please. I'm ahead of my time. Wait, now I'm ahead of the time. Sped up ahead of the beat. Speaking of time, whenever I head to the meet, I'm always ahead of the heat. Head of my class, egging with glasses, leaving these heads with a classic. Now let me just head to the back, let my head down a nap for a bit.
We just vibin', next thing you know we wildin', the way we stylin', people in here might get violent, the way we vibin', next thing you know we wildin', the way we stylin', people in here might get violent.
I know you just keep shining the chop chicks, don't lie y'all, I know geeks rhyming that soft ish is the hotness right now. Talking Francais, so just sweet dining with chopsticks. You sly dog, and you're from Africa, right? That's amazing. That's really great. Fascinating. See, I got fans that say, oh, hey, Shad, I hate rap, but I like you. Well, I hate that, but I like you. Or at least I like that you like me, so I won't spite you. It's not your fault you're a white dude, likes white music, I like too. Just don't be surprised by my IQ, please. It's like back in high school, they said highbrow. I said, hi, who? That's Shakespeare, that's a haiku. I liked high roll, so I was like, dude, that's basic. That's like crude, but your old plays to my iTunes. Use your common sense. Matter of fact, use common sense. For that matter, use Ice Cube, hmm? Don't think that we nice too, hmm? Cause we don't look like you, cause we don't know how to tie ties. And our grandparents weren't tycoons, please. Let me finish my type.
Please, we just vibing. Next thing you know, we wildin'. Yeah. The way we stylin'. People in here might get violent. Yeah. The way we vibing. Next thing you know, we wildin'. Yeah. The way we stylin'. People yeah. in here might come off.
I see these kids trying to network NPC. Plaque and masters in the same week. I'm still marching to the same beat, MPC. I just feel like I see the same tweets and MP3s. I guess we're not in the same league, MVP. Guess that means we're in the same league, but I'm 23. That's LeBron, that's Jordan. Either way, I'm the best draft. MGD. If I'm not in the dot, find me in BC. East Van is the ride and I'm the MPP. Cause I really run that party, not the NDP. I'm playing NPG, Princeton, 10cc. They say the kids got balls by the plenty beat. Sacks like Kenny G, any key. Kings like Akeem and Semi, we the hottest. They keep talking like they got it. I'm like, let me see.
Please.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Way down, quiet on the streets, so I climb the stairs to the rarefied air. I've been on fire, made from my thoughts. I thought of my life by out, then back in. That's the way to begin. But I had to climb down into today and give up the pain. I held myself up by no way to begin. Come with your true heart to fall all the way down like an empire to a kingdom of gods to become that rooftop I built me from a bedrock.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveVan.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Goodbyes. Home is catch what your favorite word is. Say no, 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 no.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Thanks for tuning in this evening. It is just after 7 p.m. I'm here for another 25 minutes or so before C1 Radio is going to join you for an hour and a half. And then after that, at 9 p.m., Nardwar's 30-year radio anniversary starts, and it'll be 20 hours of Nardwar. Nardwar is celebrating 30 years of having a show on CITR, which is quite a remarkable accomplishment. Congrats to Nardwar. That track was Mac DeMarco. We play it on the show quite frequently. I love it. It's called Moonlight on the River from his latest album called This Old Dog. He's a Canadian singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist and producer, quite a talented fellow. He actually just played back-to-back shows here in Vancouver, which he usually does. Quite popular in Vancouver after having spent a couple of years living here, actually. I believe he's currently based out of New York City, but he did live in Vancouver for a number of years, and even in Duncan, I believe. Raised in Edmonton. So Canadian boy to the core, having quite a bit of success, not only in Canada, but internationally these days. Before that, Feist. I played a song for her from her latest album called Pleasure. It was called Baby Be Simple, and it is a very simple song. Really, her voice is very prominent in it, and you know, she plays with volume levels quite a bit to make it quite a impactful song. And that album, Pleasure, which was released in 2017, made the shortlist for this year's Polaris Music Prize. Feist did not win, but it was a great entry, and it's a great album. And I'm gonna play a couple more artists that made this year's Polaris Music Prize shortlist, and one of those is coming up now. So I'm going to play some Bad, Bad, Not Good. They're a Canadian group from Toronto. They're pretty interesting. So they're known for their interpretation of hip-hop tracks and collaborations with quite a few big-name hip-hop artists, including Ghostface Killah from Wu-Tang Clan, Kendrick Lamar, Tyler, the Creator, Earl Sweatshirt, and Danny Brown. They actually released a full album with Ghostface called Sour Soul. And I love their take on jazz music, and you're going to hear it on this next song that I'm going to play. So Bad, Bad, Not Good, their latest album, which is titled 4, I believe it's their fourth album, made this year's Polaris Music Prize shortlist as well. So I'm going to play a track from that. And this song is the same title as the album, 4. So you're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
summer. The summer double issue of Discorder magazine is out. Grab one right now to read features about accessibility in Vancouver, Western Front's media artist-in-residence, Gabby Dow, about Gablevision, the LGBTQIA+ video history archive at Vivo, local thriving 18-year-old hip-hop artist Prado, an interview with the Chinatown Concern Group, Vancouver Latin American Film Festival. Plus, you can cure your FOMO with our concert reviews, amp up your summer playlist after reading our album reviews, and of course, there's a special taroscope waiting for you in the summer issue of Discorder magazine. Pick one up today at a stand in your neighborhood. Thanks to our advertisers, the Rickshaw Theater, Current Symposium, the Cinematheque Live Van, the Rio Theater, Audiopile, Lifflandia, and Mint Records.
We are the Halusa Nation. We are the evolution, the continuation. We are the Halusa Nation. Our DNA is of earth and sky. Our DNA is of past and future.
The people, the people, the people, the people. The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope, the elephant, the deer, the mineral, the iron, the copper, the coltan, the rubber, the coffee, the cotton, the sugar, the people, the people, the people, the germ traveled faster than the bullet. They harvest the mountainside, protect the crops, herd the cattle, the people, the people, the people, the people, the people. The women and children were separated from the men. They are divided us according to the regional filters of their minds. The violence of arrogance crawls into the air, nestles into the geospatial cortex. We are not a conquered people. By my elder brother. The compound was on fire. Never hid their perspective. Perspectives of land would rather see us disappear. Recyclable prayers. The people, the people, the people, the people. This is my body which is given for you. The people, the people, the people. This is my blood.
We are the Halusa Nation. We have been called the Indians. We have been called Native American. We have been called hostile. We have been called pagan. We have been called militant.
We are not a conquered people. By my elder brother. The con-
compound was on fire.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Crucified in the human frame,
a million candles burning for the love that never came. You want it darker. We kill the flame. If you are the dealer, let me out of the game. If you are the healer, I'm broken and lame. If thine is the glory, mine must be the shame. You want it darker.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. It's just before 7:30, and that is the end of the road for me tonight. That was Leonard Cohen with You Want It Darker from his 14th and final studio album of the same name. Quite a prolific Canadian artist, Leonard Cohen, releasing 14 albums. That's amazing, and many of them are quite important as well, and I love that track. It's got a little bit of a darker feel to it. A great way to end Are You Aware for this week. Before that, we played A Tribe Called Red. They're a Canadian electronic music group who blend instrumental hip-hop, reggae, and dubstep and dance music with various elements of First Nations music as well. That track was called The Virus and featured Saul Williams on vocals. You could hear his very distinct voice over top of their great beats that they were playing. And that was from their latest album, which was released in 2016, that made the shortlist, the Polaris Music Prize shortlist, along with Leonard Cohen's album as well. That is all for Are You Aware for this week. Next time we're on the air, there will be two of us. Fleur will be back beside me for all her witty banter.